Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great weekend and you're prepared for very, very, very hot weather today. We're talking
hot.
Sip, Bill, a high of potentially 104 degrees, a heat advisory in place through 7 a.m. tomorrow in Lincoln.
I just read 107. Oof. Yeah, it's getting real.
This is...
Hydrate!
Just as the drought is announced to be done last week.
The drought's over. We made this call's been made way before this.
It has. Bill called this months ago.
Yes.
The drought.
But it's officially over as of Friday, and now we have 104 degrees, maybe 107 degrees
107.
Today. And this is, Sip has been wearing shorts more often, but Sip is not wearing shorts today.
He wore a t-shirt and long pants. That's incredible. On a day, it's going to be 107. And you've been wearing short pants.
I don't know what happened.
You've been wearing shorts.
Yeah, I didn't know what the weather report was.
I did not either. Okay. I don't check the weather. I have no idea.
You don't.
I have no idea what's going on.
If I
look outside, it's raining. I'm like, that's amazing. It's like, well, it's been predicted for 2 weeks.
Oh.
It's 94% chance today of rain. I'm like, wow, this is incredible.
I'm stunned right now.
So what do you say in line at Super Saver?
Yeah.
What do you say?
This is where you're the king of.
No, I'm not the king of this. I'm not the king at all. I mean, I guess you got to say the obligatory.
It's not so much the heat.
Don't say that.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite. That's the one you can do. Just to lead the person into that was my favorite. If I get it, it's like a home run to me. It's like hitting a scratch-off ticket. It is. It's like if someone says like that, I know, it's the darn humidity. I get so giddy. I'll try it today several times. Everybody I run into, I'm going to try to. Yeah, just kinda...
God, think about being the person, the checker. The checker. You know, every customer, how you doing? How's your day going? It's hot.
Every single person.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah. About person 107, I'd be like, yeah, it's hot out. I get it.
Get over it. 8 hours of the same thing over
I think you just
and
look
and
at
and
him and shake your head, kind of that. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Got it. It's hot. I guess this is one of those days, though.
Yeah, you better change it to short pants after the
show. I probably will. I got those Target short pants.
I'd say you just got new shorts.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I really didn't know the weather.
I didn't either. I had no idea.
Okay.
Tomorrow, 96. Wednesday, you're back to normal, about 80s. So we're good.
It's
a two-day heat wave, Sip. There you go. There's your update.
Idle chit-chat.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've been riding my motorcycle a lot, and you can't ride it. I mean, you can. I see people ride it with shorts. I'm always kind of like, eh.
That would have to be hard.
It looks funny.
Yeah. Get it, yeah.
You've ruined me forever on that, by the way. You have. The way
I want to be very aggressive, the
upside down peace sign.
Yeah, the upside down peace sign that you have.
Why
to
has
give
Bill
to
ruined it for you?
I do it all the time. There's some people that
right
don't...
in the middle of a radio show, I'll break into it.
It's funny. So now I laugh when people do it.
That's the first thing. It's like, what if Bush is driving by right now?
Exactly. No, I get a kick out of the dudes who don't really do it right. They'll give you that.
No,
they'll give you those. The young guys will always give you like the normal way.
One of these. No.
Sideways beast? No.
Or just like a point finger. Come on, bro. Come on.
Know the code here.
Yeah. Well, Jake seems chipper.
I'm fine.
He's hydrated.
I am. On that note, we got a text that was very similar to my weekend on the text line for Idle Chit Chat. Ryan in California says, I played a round of 18 holes yesterday in 105 heat and polished off 18 Busch Lights. Needless to say, I'm feeling lovely this morning right now. 18?
I couldn't imagine that. Where would I be at, Steve?
In the ER.
I'd be in the ER. I'd be in the ER.
With IVs.
With IVs, I'd be in the ER.
Steve, I'm in the ER. Nobody says ER more than him.
No, I don't.
Nobody does.
Anytime anyone in our family, if Gigi comes by and goes, can I get the sniffles? Hang on, I'll get to the ER. Jump in, get in the car. Get in the car.
Right
imagine
now.
Pulling up. What's going on? She's kind of congested.
The
anything else?
Is
she, has she fallen? No. No.
Get her back there.
No.
Lay her down.
Lay her down. Get an IV in her and maybe some nasal spray.
No.
We trust you to take care of her.
Okay, well, that's okay. Play golf.
I'm not doing that. No, I would not do that. That's a lot. For me, that's a lot of beer.
Seems like a lot.
And I told you I had a lot of beer on Saturday, but I would not do 18 holes in one beer per hole. That's insane.
Yeah, so I haven't done 18
more
beers.
More power to you, Ryan, is for surviving that.
I haven't done 18 beers in a year. No.
Nice job. Nice job getting that done, though.
Well, I mean, it's not that I'm... I drink margaritas. I had a margarita last night.
Did you?
I did.
We got the text on Friday about the specials at Wings and Rings
yes.
from you. $3.50
margaritas.
That's incredible.
Seemed pretty excited about that.
That is.
It was exciting.
That's like 1994 prices. It really is.
Yeah, Buffalo Wings and Rings won't mind me saying that. $3.50 margaritas on Fridays, it seems like it's...
Is it a happy hour-based
And what
system?
Time did you go?
We were there. I can figure this out. Meet me, guys, at 5:30. It's 5:30.
5:30.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was your text. You're reading the text in your head.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Is from Alex, or who's this from?
Dominic and Alex.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Dominic and Alex. 5:30.
So,
and we stayed till 7:30. We were there for a long time.
Was this one marg or two margs?
I had two.
At that price.
I had two. I had a pineapple and a regular.
I can't imagine saying that.
Pineapple.
You have a margarita, please. Mark. Which one? Oh, I'll try the. I'll have the pineapple. I just can't imagine saying that out loud.
Because it's because it's too female-ish.
I know it's not female. I just pineapple doesn't
Jake?
Do anything
something.
For me.
I'm not sure what it is.
It's not right.
It's something weird. I'm not saying female-ish, but
it's weird.
Do you get
a Shirley Temple with it?
They have several flavors.
It's probably not horrible.
No,
I'm not
I thought it was
that.
A summer flavor.
Yeah. So it's probably not bad. I'll support that.
You approved of the pineapple margarita, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was good.
Two for two.
Then it's Cielito Lindo last night.
Cielito Lindo.
There was an occurrence that you might not care about, but think about this in this world. They have loud music going, okay? Hispanic dance music, we'll call it.
Mariachi.
Yeah, loud.
Loud.
Super loud. But when I get on the phone, it goes off.
No.
Yeah.
They turn it off.
Turn it
you?
Down.
Really?
It's great. They're incredible people. Incredible. When I go on the phone, which is quite a bit, music goes down.
Are you the only person in the building?
That's incredible.
They're just watching.
They're
you.
Just nice people.
Nice people.
Yeah. Okay. They're super nice people.
That's
God
good.
Bless them.
That's
you're
good.
The closest thing to Elvis we've ever met.
Yeah. I think they would do it for anybody. Okay. So, no, it wasn't about that. They have no idea that we do a radio show. They don't. That's why I go in.
There's a lot of people that have no idea we do a radio show. You'd be shocked.
Yeah, I'm not shocked.
Occasionally, my wife will say, I'm like, well, Bill's on a radio show. Like,
oh, what's
they,
that?
They kind of stare at you like they had no idea there even was a radio show.
Missing out.
Okay, what else? What else, guys?
Bill, what do you got for the weekend idle chit chat?
Well, the weekend was busy. I had to go to a funeral and a wedding on Monday. I mean, on Saturday. So that was a lot going on there. Brett Wall, who was in the car when we went off. Brett was in the car when that happened. With Duke driving, yes. His mom had passed away.
Brett,
so
by Bancroft,
Brett Wall,
right?
By Bancroft. We went off that. And I also, we talked about the curve at the funeral because there was people that lived right there. And so we talked that. Or oh, yeah, I know exactly what it was. Know exactly where you went. And then the exact words were that Nancy Wickman asked me. She goes, so you probably had to walk back to Martha Nolte's house. I go, yes, exactly where we went.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's close by then.
Close by.
So the closest house.
So we went over that.
And you
so
ate
we did
there.
That. And then we went to a wedding that night.
We did.
We had brownies.
You ate their brownies.
With Brett Wall said, try the brownies. And we had a couple of them. And then no one. And the best part about going there and calling and having the brownies and leaving, never at a time do we ever like stop back or say anything like the next day, like, hey, we were in your house last night.
Had some brownies.
Yeah, had some brownies. Didn't say a word. Just left. Guess what? There's no cameras at that time, too. It's nice.
Wow.
It's nice. We didn't steal anything, obviously.
No, of course
Double
not.
Brownies.
Yeah.
And if they were there, they would have gave us brownies anyway.
Right.
So, anyway. So yeah,
did
so,
you consider some milk?
Well, we had milk. We had bread.
That's
did.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah. Bread did.
Went to the fridge, of course. Boom. You have to.
So that was our, that was my. Wedding
I
this
love
weekend.
That sound.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been incredible.
Incredible feeling. We all think, incredible. So we were on crunchy, cold snow. And then when it went just from that sound of crunchy with your tires to
you were
to
airborne.
That. We were airborne. All four tires were off.
God.
Yeah, into a bean field.
That's better. That's better. I think that's better times.
Yes.
It's
think,
better times.
The tires are better.
He's here to tell
us. Yeah, he is. I was at a party in a pulley museum on Saturday.
Why?
That photo was incredible you sent.
Yeah, I sent it to the group chat. Yeah, I was in Crofton, which is where my wife is from. And it was her mother's 70th birthday party. But the museum, yeah, there's a museum in downtown Crofton, population like 600 people in Crofton, want to say. Only 600. Uh-huh. And there's a museum there of pulleys. They're everywhere.
Just pulleys.
You could walk through the place in 10 minutes and just be, wow, this is amazing. I had no idea. I've been to Crofton, 20 times. I did have no idea that place existed.
You didn't have no idea.
I didn't have no idea. I said I had no idea. I had no idea that place existed. It was very cool.
That is very cool.
If you ever find yourself in Northeast Nebraska and are bored for 15 minutes, go.
Was that where the party was?
It was at the Pulley Museum.
The party was at the Pulley Museum.
The party was at the Pulley Museum.
Pulley Museum.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They were hanging all over the place.
Pulleys.
There's thousands in there.
Were they all workable? Were they all set up?
These are all old pulleys, and they're all in incredible shape.
Hmm.
Like they could have been taken out and used.
The pulley system is an incredible system to study. It really is.
I don't know anything about it.
Pulleys and how you can just lift things like eight times it's incredible what they do. The pulley system is remarkable.
The pulleys.
Yes.
I think you would have been. There's also a Model T in there. Okay. Model T car was in that building too, in downtown Crofton.
Was it a big party?
Oh, it was about 40 people. You can tell me if that's big or not.
Big.
Was it like a cake?
And there was cake. There was cake there.
As long as there was cake, then it was a party.
Brisket and cake. How about that combination?
Brisket and cake. Was there beer there?
That's why I had over 100 ounces of beer on Saturday at the party. Was a big reason why. And I told Bill that we went to a place in Yankton called Charlie's, very popular pizza place in Yankton. I asked for a tall beer. What's a tall beer to you in ounces, typically?
I don't know.
22 ounces to me. That'd be to me. 20.
They come out with like a massive mason jar that's at least 32 ounces, and it's filled to the brim.
Is that right?
And so that put me over the top, basically.
Early this morning, and when Jake told me the story, I lost my mind with this story. Because there can't be a bigger anti-big beer guy in the world than me. I think they stink. I think it should never happen again.
I regret it.
I will fight you every day.
Why?
Because you want cold beer. If you want that, so just drink like 4 8-ounce beers.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cold beer in the summer.
Yeah.
Nothing better. Is there like that last 12 ounces of beer is room temperature? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I'll tell you this. Every time I do it, I regret it. I should get the small one.
Get the small one.
Get several.
Just get another one.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. And also, when you go into a small
no
town bar,
beers.
There's such a difference, and these don't exist very much anymore. But if you have one out there, I'd like to hear from the breakers. A place, a tavern, a saloon, a bar that serves the original frosted mug, not a chilled mug. I'm talking frosted mug. When it comes out of the freezer, and you put the beer in it, it is frosted to the point that where a little bit of ice floats up off the bottom of the mug. And
that has to exist somewhere still.
Well, I'm sure it does, but I don't know
where
they're. Then they go someone says, "Hey, you want a frosted mug?" And they hand you just a chilled mug.
Mm.
That's not the same as one coming out of the freezer.
No, it's not.
So, like in our lifetime, my dad would like have a beer if he get done mowing the yard or something.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, 24/7, like that, there is a frosted mug in the freezer.
Same
There's always
my dad.
One ready.
Same
There's
with
always
my dad.
One
yeah,
ready.
Also,
he would take the mug. He would put it under the sink. Get it all wet, then put it in the freezer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when you got that's how it goes down. So the large, it's awesome. You'll love it. They have a yard of beer. Shut up. That's stupid.
A yard.
Yeah. It's just, No,
we're getting somewhere now. I need to change the
philosophy and just go with the shorts or bottles just forever.
Just get the frosted mug. I'll tell you one thing, too. Put a splash of tomato juice in the bottom of a frosted mug and a little beer.
Tell me that.
Yeah. And a BLT. And a BLT in the middle of summer.
I drank 18 one time when I was 18.
18 for 18. We heard of 30 for 30 stories.
18 for 18.
I then had dinner with my mom and dad, and they didn't even know.
I'm sure they didn't.
Yeah. Ask them now if they didn't know at all.
I don't think they're none the wiser.
Battle Creek, Nebraska has one of those, Bill.
The Frosted.
Pierce, Nebraska. Pickerel Tavern, just south of Cortland.
Keep going.
Has it?
Yeah.
They have
the frosted
mugs. There's a place in Lawrence, Nebraska
it. The place in Columbus, the Pawnee Bar, I think has frosted.
What about the Glurs Tavern?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think the Pawnee Bar is famous for Frosty. Somebody's going to kill me. Probably Bert or Corey. Pawnee Bar, guys. What's it known for? Frosties.
I don't know a place here in Lincoln. You can get one. I have no idea.
We'll have to research that.
What? Waterhole closed.
Downtown. Yeah. The
what?
Yeah. Well, hang
hold
on.
It.
Whoa. Hold the phone. This is, yeah, this is big news here. Let's,
okay, hold on.
Let's make sure we get this right. Yes, we were informed late, I think Friday, that sad news in downtown Lincoln. Sip, would you tell people what happened here?
Well, yes. I had no idea, but the watering hole shut down this month. The watering hole.
The excellent wing place, just a block or two away from us.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yes.
Last time that Sean was there, it was $20.99 for 12 wings. Now, that's getting up there.
That's where they're a little stout.
There's some sentiment that the place lost its charm after the remodel. I would share that sentiment.
When did they remodel it?
Well, it's been years. I mean, okay. I'm going to say 10 to 12.
Why would you ever even consider remodeling the watering hole? That does not make sense to me.
Paul Phillips would agree with you.
Yes, he would.
I don't know that. It was, I was a frequent patron of the old watering hole, for sure. Back in the days when Paul played, every Thursday night, me and Hoss would go to the watering hole, and we had some times. But they did remodel, I'm going to say 15 years ago, and it wasn't even close to what it was.
I think I've been to that place twice this year, that downtown watering hole.
You won't be going again.
I know. The other two are still open on 84th and Holdridge, and there's one on West A Street. West A and Cottington also has a watering hole, but the downtown one is closed, sadly.
Good.
That's sad there. So
it's all based off the downtown. That's where it all started.
Yeah, that's not a good sign for the watering hole.
That's an incredible story that Steve told us. I was inquiring about whether we could find the singers. Is it Michael McCreary?
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is that his name, Michael?
Yes, Michael.
No, Scotty McCreary.
Scotty McCreary. I thought it was Michael.
Scotty McCreary.
You're thinking about Michael McDonald.
Yes, I was.
What a fool believes.
Nice. Yes, you got it.
So I was thinking of that Scotty McCreary, and he played in, he led the concert for the volleyball game. And I was like, you told me that Paul Phillips turned it down yesterday.
First choice is Paul. Second choice is Scotty McCreary.
Phillips.
Would
have been better.
I'm telling you right now, if Paul Phillips would have been there, there's no chance I miss it. You'd no front chance. Row. No, that would have been. I would have been front
court row. Side.
It'd have been great. A little speaker off to the side. God, better times.
Little speaker.
Just one little speaker.
Brown eyed girl.
Yeah. So good. God, he was incredible.
Yeah, and he'd have karaoke. He'd let people go up there and sing.
Yeah, before karaoke was karaoke.
Yeah, he'd let people go up the stage and sing. 100.
That's
some serious idle chit.
Yes. Yeah, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer. Did Ben yawn or something over there?
How did we not acknowledge Ben?
Young Ben has been here since 5:35. He's in the building. Yes. Young Ben is here. Thank you, Young Ben, for being here. Avoid yawns today.
I had to. I came in very,
very
slow today. I said, Ben, we're going to avoid all greetings because greetings have been awkward for him.
Yep.
He's very so.
You can greet him.
So we didn't greet this morning.
Greet him
tomorrow.
But then he greeted you.
He greeted me, and then I taught him a lesson a little bit like that. Great, Ben. Thanks for asking. Great to see you. Instead of why?
You're a good man.
Are you
Ben.
Insinuating why? That I'm never here?
Good to see you, Ben. Yeah, why?
So
keep it light, Ben.
Yeah. So we
light and
7 mile, Ben.
Light and airy. Okay. Unless it has to get serious.
Ben, what do you know about frosted mugs in Columbus? Not a lot right now.
Anybody weigh in?
No, Bert. I didn't see anything from Bert. Corey Lincoln says...
Pawnee Bar.
Nope. He said he brought up the watering hole in Lincoln. He didn't have a comment about Columbus. Corey, Columbus.
I think they have a beer frosty. It's called the Frosty.
Somebody says the Pawnee in Columbus has huge frosted mugs called Dukes.
You can get
a red Duke,
an
orange Duke, or just a regular Duke.
That's my bad. Okay. Dukes.
See, you had the right place, though, then.
Absolutely, but I didn't know. I forgot they're
called. If you get even a larger beer of a 16-ounce type, but it's frosted, that's going to stay cold. Mm-hmm. So I'll support that.
You got to hammer it, though.
Yeah.
Don't let it get hot. Don't let it get warm. Okay, 464-5685, call or text as always. We have not talked a lot in this show about the College World Series.
No,
we're not huge baseball fans, but it was fun for blur parties up there. But tonight is the finals, and I tell you what, a lot of people in Lincoln and Nebraska are watching to root against Texas A&M because of Trev.
Is that right?
Program Trev built.
A&M won game one on Saturday. Tennessee won 4-1 yesterday to force tonight's deciding game three in the College World Series in Omaha. And I'm just thinking that in a slow time in the sports world, you got MLB going on, NBA's done. NHL has game seven tonight, by the way, which the Panthers could blow a 3-0 lead, which they were up 3-0. It's 3-3 now.
Okay.
Amazing story.
It's just a side note there. You want to see something incredible?
Sports.
Just watch game seven of the Stanley Cup. You want to see it go?
That's
you want to see go time?
That's tonight.
Oh, it's
game seven tonight.
Game seven tonight.
Okay, we got to watch that.
Especially after a 3-0 comeback.
Don't we have to? Isn't that assigned? Don't we have to do
that?
I'm watching that.
Hey, assigned.
Assignments.
Assigned.
I think we should sign everyone.
Okay, now here's the assignment. Jay's got golf.
I can track it on my phone. I can pull up on my phone.
At least two texts apiece about the action.
Okay.
It will be furious.
I know it will be
absolutely furious. Where is it located? Is it back?
It's in Florida.
It's in Florida.
It's can't miss TV.
All efforts are great. Just watch game seven of the Stanley Cup of hockey.
We are a sports show. We should watch game seven.
I'm watching it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flipping back and forth.
It'd be kind of bad if we just say, I don't know. I'm not that interested. No, we are.
I'm interested. Well,
after the dud that was the NBA Finals, which was five games for the Celtics. I mean, this is some drama. It was headed towards the same thing, like a 4-0.
Oh, it's going to be great.
4-1. Yeah, now it's
going to be
game
great.
Seven tonight.
This especially, it's never happened, right? There's never been a comeback.
There has been
in hockey?
In 1942.
In 1942, a team came back.
There only would have been
six teams at that time.
That's correct.
There were six total teams. Yes.
Okay.
A little different here now.
Wow. Okay, this is going
to
be fun.
This falls into Herb Brooks to Florida.
Yes, it does.
You lose this one, you'll take it to your grave. And you will. You'll take it to your grave. You're up 3-0 and you lose. Oh. That would be the most remorable loss. Yeah.
Do you say that to the guys?
I don't know.
I don't know if Herb did.
It worked.
Yeah,
I think they already know it.
Yeah,
that's
the thing.
They're aware they had three chances to clinch the Stanley Cup and have lost all three of them now.
And the Oilers have kind of just blown them out.
Yeah, they've been blowout games.
Yeah.
It was 3-0.
I watched all of game six.
3-0, I believe.
Did you? You watched all of it?
Well, I got a little strong with that one. But middle of the second on.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that game had, it was 2-0 Oilers, and then there was a goal by Florida that was called back after like a 5-minute review for an offside, so fans were pissed about that. But 3-0 Oilers win, and on to game seven tonight.
So
Oilers-Panthers in Florida.
So there's that, and then there's a CWS finale.
There is, yes.
What time again? I thought you had that answer.
Probably 6:30.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm guessing 6:30 on that one.
And you are suggesting that...
Have you heard this? Has there been comments made?
I've heard from people out there. I'd like to know if anybody else... For the sports fans listening to this show right now,
464-5685,
are Husker fans rooting against A&M to simply deny Trev Alberts of a national championship?
Okay, now that would strike me as very petty. I mean, it does.
By the way, but, 6 p.m. 6 p.m.
6.
On ESPN.
But would you agree, guys, that sports are a place for petty?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You can get away with petty in sports more than you can in the real world.
No, there's never really been a football coach that hasn't looked at the scores and go, glad they got beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, it's like, I don't care. I don't like that guy.
Petty, but
whatever. But still petty. Just say, I'm glad they got beat for whatever reason.
You might be on to something. I don't feel that at all. By the way, I don't care.
I go back to the pain of March when he had just left. Nebraska's playing A&M in the NCAA basketball tournament, and they get smoked. And it was just depressing because you want to say, hey, Trev, you left us. Guess what? We're going to beat you on your first game out and get our first ever tourney win, and they got smoked. Women's team did beat A&M in that side, but the damage was done with the blowout
loss. Only pushback I would have would be if I was on the flip side, if I was Trev.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very excited for A&M. I wouldn't be excited for myself at all. I'm like, the season had already started when I even got here. I am not part of this.
No, and I hope that that's the way he conducts himself.
Like, yeah, Scott, this is like this is great. I did nothing to do this, unless firing the 17 people fired up the baseball team. Yeah. I don't know.
But wouldn't you, like, if they win the game and there's a trophy celebration, wouldn't you stay in the background?
I wouldn't. You know, absolutely. I would be nowhere near that.
Well, now here's the thing, though. Bill, you're the AD. You got to put yourself in his shoes. Yeah. You have to be present to a certain degree.
Certain, yeah. I wouldn't just be like, I wouldn't like go home or whatever. I wouldn't say, like,
would
in my
you
car.
Be? I would be around ish.
Way off over here. Yeah. Way off. When you all get to, maybe at the hotel Shakes it might me. Be different, but I'd be way, way off over at the side. Be incredible if he got the trophy first and held it up.
I don't think he's.
Well, the text line would indicate that people are certainly going for Tennessee tonight.
Is that right?
Because of Trev's assistance at A&M. Yeah. John says, yes, go Tennessee. Gorilla Bear says, absolutely. I've rooted against A&M ever since the refs, handed them that victory over Pelini's team back in 2009, 10,
okay.
The 9-6 game. Yeah, so this is pre-Trev. Mm. Pre-Trev.
When was that? Was that 10 or 9? I usually have my media guide. And
I
here
that
I
was,
am.
Think that was that the one where the quarterback called his dad at halftime?
Yes.
That is correct.
Taylor Martinez.
That is correct, Bill. At halftime, he called his dad.
That drew Bo's ire.
I think that would get him hired a lot.
You think he might have.
God, I love Bo Pelini.
He's in a great mood that day.
Better times.
That night. Go Vols. Yes, I'm petty, someone says in the text.
Petty. You are Tom Petty.
I think they're safe. I see Tennessee in a landslide. Call them a landslide.
Hey, there's a Tennessee fan right there.
Yeah. It looks like it. Yeah.
Tennessee, Texas A&M, both in the final for the first time.
That's right.
I don't know why it would be. It's just two SEC teams battling it out.
Will they carry Sankey in over there over the shoulder.
I wonder if Sankey's there.
Oh, you know he's there.
He's got to be there.
He's walking around going, waving, SEC.
He can't lose.
SEC. He couldn't even lose the softball one. He's like going, yes, Oklahoma won, Big 12. Where are they coming to? SEC, right here. We'll see.
This is my team.
This is where we should have had Chattel on, Tom. Because I'd like to ask him what the reaction has been to Trev. And then I'd like to ask him, is Sankey really there? Sankey walking around there?
There's no way he's not. Unless there's something that's like just so...
I don't know what it would be.
Think about this. They had two conferences in. Four ACC, four SEC, and then who's still there?
Two SEC.
Yeah. Flexing. So he's just walking around going, that's great. Hey, Big Ten, that's cool, man. You guys got some money. That's nice. I like that. I like that. 18 teams. You guys, you hang in there.
You don't think maybe an associate SEC commissioner would be there manning the ship? Or Sankey maybe flies in tonight.
I think tonight maybe he's there.
I would bet he's probably. I'll bet he was on. He was there by yesterday. The game was yesterday, right?
This is where
because he couldn't.
Where's Chattel when we need Sankey him?
Sankey doesn't want to be around. Miss that if A&M would have won yesterday, so he'd have been there yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
he'd been there yesterday. Yep. Probably staying at the Marriott. Probably in a suite. Most likely, I think he can turn in his expense report, but no one's reviewing it real tight.
Well, here's Greg Sankey's Twitter. Let's see if he.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see if he does anything.
This is journalism right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is Sankey, the check mark. So June 22nd, he does have a photo of...
That was 2 days ago, Saturday.
I think he's there. He has a photo that looks like it's taken from the upper deck of the field.
He's there.
He's in a box.
He's in Omaha.
Greg Sankey, 17 hours ago, Baseball Sunday, Sunshine Game 2. Same box.
That would indicate he's in Omaha.
Yeah. He's not particularly creative with his photos. Just a photo of the field. I do the same thing. I bet he's there. You're right.
I would love to be in an elevator with Sankey. I'd like to ask a few questions you want to ask him, wouldn't you, Steve? What would you ask him? One question. You're going up the elevator.
I don't know.
And the elevator gets stopped. It's like, whoo.
Big U2 so fan. Why do you like U2 so much?
Yeah. Be a good question.
He likes U2. I know that. Let's see. We need more. He tweets this on June 22nd, which was...
That was Saturday.
We need more national championships to be determined in Omaha. Mm. Hashtag it just means more visits.
As they get a look out and see the Missouri River just overflowing through downtown Omaha.
My recent Omaha visits, he tweets, April 2021 Kentucky Volleyball National Championship, June 2021 Hale State basketball national?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State national championship. I don't know what he's talking about.
Then Ole Miss won the next year.
Oh, baseball. Yeah. June 2022, Ole Miss. You're right. June 2023, LSU. Now, either.
So the last 4 years are SEC champions.
Yeah.
It used to be teams like Long Beach State.
Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah. They've been all these different teams.
Now what'd you say?
It's just the SEC.
What'd you say Hale State was?
Mississippi State.
Okay, so they won in 2021.
Yep.
Ole Miss in 2022.
LSU last year.
Yeah.
And now this year will be SEC for sure.
Mm.
He's probably getting,
that is some dominance.
I wonder when he leaves, the Marriott, does he just book his room for next year? Probably does. Hey, listen, before I get out of here, if I could get these 3 days again next year, it'd be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you guys were right. He's here.
He is in Omaha.
Yeah, he's in our midst.
The other celeb sightings in the CWS, Peyton Manning was there early on in the week.
Okay, Greg Sankey, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, and a Morgan Wallen, the country singer, was in Omaha yesterday for the game.
Probably
the biggest country singer in the world right now.
What does he sing?
He's got several.
Luckenbach, Texas?
No, that would not be him.
Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up and Be Cowboys?
No, Waylon's not here today.
Morgan, we don't know any songs by him.
I should know several.
It's a him.
It's a male. Okay. Male.
He's been in some trouble. He threw a bar stool off of in Nashville, threw a bar stool.
Was that him?
Yeah, threw a bar stool.
Was that him?
I think that's right.
Off of an upstairs patio.
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
I think it was Toby Keith's place?
That sounds very correct on everything here.
Ben?
Research.
Ben, don't worry about it.
Sorry, Ben.
Sorry to bother you.
It was just like you just had a NyQuil smoothie.
Hey, wake up to the day. NyQuil.
I looked over there. He had no idea we were on air. He had no concept. Am I wrong?
It was Eric Church's bar, by the way, and it was Morgan Wallen, though.
It was Morgan Wall. Thanks.
Morgan Wallen threw a stool off.
The very Eric famous Church's Morgan Wallen.
Yes.
Would you know him if he walked into Ticket right now, Bill?
No.
No.
I would not. Peyton Manning, I would.
Would you?
I think I would.
I would know Peyton Manning.
I'm not saying for sure.
I'd know Eli Manning.
We know the Manning.
I would know Sankey.
That's that? I know Sankey, absolutely.
Not a slam dunk. If Sankey was wearing short pants and a t-shirt and a cap.
Not a slam dunk.
Maybe.
No chance.
But if he's wearing his typical suit.
Big Ten. Is it Petitti? Is that right?
Yeah,
Tony Petitti.
No idea.
Sports.
Yeah, no idea if he walks in. No, I could talk
Petitti?
To him.
Petitti?
I could talk to him for an hour. I could talk to him for an hour in the mill.
Oh,
here.
You're the Big Ten commissioner? Holy God.
Bro, this is incredible.
You're kidding me.
Do you know Sankey?
Holy, let me get compose myself.
Exactly. Let me get myself together. Sorry, I was bashing on Purdue.
Yeah, I didn't need to do that so loudly. My bad.
You don't want
to
care at all about the watering hole, do you?
You know Paul Phillips.
Better times.
6 p.m.
tonight.
6 p.m. is what we're going with.
Tennessee A&M for all the Tostitos, as
they
say.
How about that? A Monday night must see. Two things.
Yeah, come on. Let's get engaged tonight.
If you have zero interest in hockey, if you like sport at all, you will just see the effort.
Bill, we're in it because we're assigned two texts. Yes. Jake, you will get home for the last period.
I will watch it while I'm at the golf course.
Well, can't you get home for the last period?
Well, they've been stacked up. They go really slow. Jake's
brought
that up.
It's going to be very slow tonight out there. Yes. It's going to be 104 degrees. Things move very slowly on the golf course when it's hot. But I will watch it on my phone. I'll send two texts.
All right.
I'll send two texts. When we come back, is there a kicker battle possibly at Nebraska next? Whoa, an early break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.